Okay, we're picking up with the next Mishnah, the very top of Yud Beis Amud Aleph, the very first lines. The Mishnah is talking about what should be done with things that can be used towards the Mizbeach, and the person is Makdish them, and doesn't define whether this should be used towards the Mizbeach, or maybe this should be used towards Bedek HaBayis. Bedek HaBayis, to remind ourselves, is again the funds that were used to make sure that the Beis HaMikdash stayed strong in the upkeep, basically, of the Beis HaMikdash. So says the Mishnah, Makdish Nechasov. So if someone was Makdish his possessions and he didn't specify whether or not they were for the Mizbeach or for the Bedek HaBayis, for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash, there were things that can be used towards Korban Tzibor. He had animals that did not have any blemishes on them. So the Mishnah says that you should do the following. They should be given to the artisans, the people, the craftsmen, for their work, for the things that you pay them for. And therefore, you're going to be removing the status of a hektesh on the animals. And now they're going to be paid to the people who work for the Beis HaMikdash. And then subsequently, they would be allowed to then be repurchased for the Machzis HaShekel. That was Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Amar Benazir. Benazir says to him, "Ena Yemida, though, according to you, that doesn't seem to be the standard that you yourself had set for us. You told us, Rabbi Akiva, that when it came to the Ketores in the previous Mishnah, you told us that you had to then do another stage. You're not allowed to be poded the money in this way, to remove this the kedusha of the animal in this manner. Elam, what did you have to do? Benazir now fleshes it out in the Mishnah. Elam efarshin men scharum. And rather, here too, the things that are able to be used for korban tzibur should be done like we see with regards to the ketores. It should be set aside for the money that you pay the salaries of the omnin, the people, the craftsmen in the Beis HaMikdash, or the people who work in the Beis HaMikdash. Umechal enosan al moz haomnin. And then they then do another stage of removing the kedusha on to the money of the umnin, of the artisans, and then they give those items to the umnin for their money. And then they're allowed to repurchase those same animals back from the umnin, from the craftsmen, with the funds of the new machzis hashekel from that year, because you have karbanos that are definitely, you have animals which are totally allowed to be used. That would be totally permissible. So basically, it's an extra stage according to Ben Azai. So as we mentioned, Rabbi Akiva really agrees that the items that are allowed to be used for the karbanos are going to be purchased again with the funds of the machzis hashekel. He just disagrees with the fact that you needed the first step to that extra step that Ben Azai had. So says the Mishnah. The Mishnah continues. Someone who is makdish his possessions without, again, specifying whether they're going to be mizbeach or for the bedek abayis. Vayaben behema ruuya al gabe mizbeach. He had things which are suitable for animals on the mizbeach. Zachar and akevos. He had both males and females. We know that certain karbanos could be used only for males, and certain karbanos only can be used for females. Rabbi Lezer Omer Zuchar Mimachu Letzorchei Olos. Rabbi Lezer says, so then it makes sense that the males should be sold for the needs of an Ola korban. Unikevas Mimachu Letzorchei Zivchei Shlamim. And then the females should be used for the animal, the fitting korban that corresponds to a female animal, which would be that of a shlamim. So then they're going to be sold, again, the males are going to be sold for those who need an ola, since an ola must be a male animal, and the females are going to be sold to people in the shlamim, because they, really, the shlamim can be both a male or female, but you need the females to be used for something, so they're going to be used for the shlamim. And what do you do with the money that you made on that sale? So whatever you had, together with the rest of your possessions, should be used towards bedek habayis. They should be used towards bedek habayis. That according to Rabbi Lezer, with the stam das of a person being makdish nechasav without specifying it, must be that it's going towards bedek habayis. Even in the case where you have animals that are fit for the mizbeach, there, even that case, Rabbi Lezer is going to hold that it is going to be used towards bedek habayis. A major issue that arises over here is that really this is usher to do. The Gemara in Temura says very clearly that someone is not allowed to, and this is a race potentially, to be makdish an animal that at the end of the day is supposed to be ra'oil mizbeach, and you're makdish it for a lower purpose, well, not a lower purpose, different purpose of being makdish it for bedek habayis. So apparently, this actually, Rabbi Lezer is being mechadish, that this actually is chal, that this type of kedusha, even though you did an iser, is still going to be valid. Even though, again, you did an iser, it's still going to be valid. And he even takes it further. He's teaching us a bigger chiddush, a much bigger chiddush, that this is actually a stam das, that the person is not mefarish explicitly, that it would be for this purpose. I find that fascinating, that his stam das is to do an isra. Apparently it's so strong that people don't enter Beda Kabayas, to upgrade face of Mikdash, that this was apparently what his kavana had been. Rabbi Yeshua disagrees. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Zecharim Atzmani Krav Olos, that the males themselves should be offered as an Ola Korban, because they shouldn't be sold to those needing an Ola, but rather they're going to be on behalf of the person who had donated it. They should be donated as an Ola. So according to Beshua, that is going to be an Ola. However, but when it comes to the females, since at the end of the day, it's not all towards the Beis HaMikdash, right? The Kohanim are going to have some, so you should, that he probably had Kavana for the following, that the females should be sold for the needs of the Shlomim Korban, via Vidmei and Olos, and you should bring with the amount that you made, you should bring an Ola, since an Ola has to be a male. And you give females, again, he wanted to bring an Ola as well. Rabbi Shua shows that he wants the animals to be Lagavoa, and should be totally an Ola on the Mizbeach, and therefore, Lechora, he didn't even want to give those animals, which are Roi for Shlomim, as a Shlomim, he rather wanted it to be an Ola. That is the opinion of Rabbi Yehoshua. Okay, so the Mishnah continues with him, Olosu Shari in the Chasim, he pulled the Beda Kabayas, and they both agree that the rest of his possessions clearly was for the funds that were for the maintenance of the Beis HaMikdash. Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, Roa Ani Astivir Rabbi Eliezer Medivir Rabbi Yeshua Shabbi Eliezer Yishves Midoisav. So I think Rabbi Eliezer makes more sense. It's a more compelling argument than that of Rabbi Yeshua. Why? Because Rabbi Eliezer is consistent always. He has the same shita. And Rabbi Yeshua is chilek. Rabbi Yeshua, he makes a chilek in two different cases. So because according to Rabbi Eliezer, he has an understanding that Stam HaMikdash is going to be Lebeda Kabayas. And something that's not specified, even those that include animals, is going to be that situation with the Beda Kabayas. Rabbi Yeshua, he's mechalek. He says that when it comes to something that is a stam hekdesh, that is going to be dependent on whether or not it's fit for the Mizbeach or not, then it's going to go to the Mizbeach, and if not, it's going to be used towards the Beda Kabayas. But why make that chiluk? Apparently that is convincing to Rabbi Akiva that chiluk, that you shouldn't make that chiluk, and therefore I think it makes more sense to hold like Rabbi Eliezer versus Rabbi Yeshua. Okay, says the that's machlok is how I explained it. We're just going to go with that understanding of the Mishnah. Abba Rabbi Papayas. Rabbi Papayas said, "Shamati es divrei shnei." I have heard the words of both of them, and they're really both right. How is that? Amakdish befeirus kedei Rabbi Eliezer. Someone who says explicitly that his animals and other, meaning in the case where someone has his animals and other possessions, then the gun lachas like Rabbi Eliezer. In that situation, he mentioned his possessions and animals separately, and he didn't say the one who wants to go to the Beda Kabayas and one not. He meant that both of them should be going to Beda Kabayas. However, Makdish Stam Kedei Rabbi Yehoshua, in a case where one is Makdish his animals and other possessions without specifying them these animals are Hakdish, and this, this thing, table in front of me is Hakdish, that situation, he didn't do that. He just said, the items in front of me are Hakdish. So he clearly meant, in that situation, according to Rav Papayas, in that situation, the halacha should be like Rabbi Yeshua, that he didn't specify, so clearly he really wanted it to be, that it should be for the bedek bias, those which are royal bedek bias, and that which is royal for a korban should be brought as a korban. Now the Mishnah continues giving another halacha of someone who's makdir something that is mizbeach other than animals. A makdir shechas of eben dvarim royal mizgav mizbeach. The things that you could put on mizbeach. Yenos eshmanim ve'ofos. If you have wine, oil, and birds, what do you do with those things? You could bring them for minchas. You could bring them for the nesachim. You could bring them for the shaman that you need in the Beis HaMikdash. And the mizbeach revelazer omer yimachlo tzorach osamin. So they should be sold for whatever type, as we just mentioned, those halachas for those particular points. Ve'avi b'demen olos, and you should bring them. That which you make, you should bring as a korban ola. Rabbi Eliezer ruling is again l'shitaso of what we saw before. They said that when something is fit with the mizbeach, it could be assumed it's completely Hashem. So if not that case, you should bring them always towards the ola. Okay, in shana chasim giblu bedek abayis, everything should be the rest should be towards bedek abayis. Okay, now the Gemara is going to analyze this. Mishnah makdash l'korban tzibur. Someone who's makdash l'korban tzibur. Rabbi Yochanan amar k'teres. So we actually had this a little bit, a shtickle, the shtickle, the shtickle of Atari, we got into this a little bit on yesterday's daf, where we said the Mishnah is referring to a case, we're referring to specifically that of the Ketores, which is that which is going to be exclusively for Korban Tzibur. And we wanted to bring a raya from here that Rabbi Yochanan held that the Hatzchala of the Ketores can be done b'chol, because how could it be that a Stam guy who made prepared the items for the Ketores in his own personal kelim, that should be, is now used for Hekdesh. So we see that the Hatzchala doesn't need to be Lehekdesh. And now we had the other opinion of Rabbi Oshaya, Tipatr b'umar mishal Beit Avtinas shenotel b'schor k'teres. No, you can explain that this mishal referring to specifically the craftsmen of Beit Avtinas who were the experts in the k'teres, and he was using that as his payment. And in that understanding, and based on the mishal before, that in that situation, you can assume that it was already hektish from the very outset, because he knew that he was putting it for the Beit Avtinas, and they were paying him from the funds of the machzitz shekel. So therefore, we can explain that we're talking about a yachid who is going to be makdish and ketores, even though that of a yachid normally is not allowed to be made as a ketores for the tzibur. That is how we explained the Gemara explained it, the similar thing that we had the shakantar before. Now the Gemara says, "My time to Benazai. What is the reason for Benazai?" So that again, that disagrees with Rabbi Kiva. Because according to him, you can't have the hektish. Again, you have to remove the status of the hektish and put it onto something else. So you can't lower that status onto a melacha, onto work. It only could be done onto money, or as we've seen in other cases, like the actual building of the Beis Hamikdash, the things that they built, that it could be makdish, then you could remove the status of Kedusha onto that. But so therefore he requires the Ketores, according to Ben Azai, to be first to remove the status of the Hekdesh onto money before it can be given to the Umnim. Then you can give it to the craftsmen, the Umnim, you can give it to them after you then already Makdesh it first onto money. But first it has to be Chal on something, therefore it has to be brought on to money. Now the Gemara quoted the Mishnah in Temura, which said, it was similar to our Mishnah. The Gemara is going to mention, Taman Tanina, we learn in the Mishnah in Temura, Yesh Bekacha Bedek Abayas, we have something which applies to Bedek Abayas, that applies to the things of the upkeep of the Beis Hamikdash, Shestam Hekdesh Shesu Bedek Abayas, because if I don't say what my thing is going to, I donate it to, I say something, obviously not really, but as I say that this table is going to be for Hekdesh, then something is going to go to the upkeep of the Beis Hamikdash, the maintenance of the Beis Hamikdash. Hekdesh Bedek Abayas, Chal Ala Kol. And the thing towards the Beis Hamikdash is going to take effect on everything. Even Rashi in Temura explains over there that even things like rocks and stones, which seemingly have no really intrinsic inherent value, or not definitely not so much, that still is going to have a hektish on them. Even if someone can be have me'ila on that which grows from them, for example, if you donate a cow, someone donated a cow to hektish, and even the milk of the cow is going to be a problem of me'ila. And we know the Bedek Abayis is one of those things that you donate which has zero hanah for Kohanim. But if I donate someone donates a chatas, donates a shlamim, donates all different types of korbanos, many of them, the Kohanim, have access to eating them, so that there's a portion given to the Kohanim. Now the Gemara wants to analyze, who is the author of that Mishnah? So the Gemara Rav Chanina, the ruling of the Mishnah over here about the Bedek Abayis, is the stam for the Bedek Abayis, is that of the Rabbi Lezer that we saw in the Mishnah in Temura. Because we learn in our Mishnah what's the raya for this, a makdish nechasef, if you're makdish your possessions and you don't specify them, according to Zachar and Kibbutz Rabbi Lezer Omer, Zachar machla trochei olos, according to Rabbi Lezer, that the male should be sold for the needs of an ola, and the Kibbutz machla trochei chasam, the man pulled the shalom chasam by the bagai. So we see clearly from here, from Rabbi Lezer, that everything, even if you have animals, like Rabbi Lezer takes it so far, we see he takes his statement in Temura much further in our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, he says, even things which were wrought to be brought as a korban, if a guy is makdish stam, he says that I'm dedicating this to Beis Hamikdash stam, and doesn't even explain what he's using it for, even in that situation where I would have thought, oh, this is a perfectly fine thing to be brought as a korban, maybe he wanted this to bring this in a korban ola. No, even there Rabbi Lazar says that this should be brought as a Bedek Abayis funds, you should sell it and bring it to Bedek Abayis. So Kava Chomer, in the case of Temura, then he would hold that it's that case. So clearly, we see that this mission is lining up with Rabbi Lezer. So now the Gemara analyzes this. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, time of Rabbi Lezer, what's the reason for Rabbi Lezer? He gets it from a pasuk, V'ish ki yakesh et beiso kodesh l'Hashem. If a person is going to make holy his house and should be holy to Hashem, and the Kohen has to evaluate it. B'man and Kaminan, what are we referring to in this Mishnah? Im b'beis dira, if we're talking about the place where he lives, that he donated, it can't be because the pasuk right before I already said, V'im makdish yigal es beiso. If a person is going to makdish something, he's going to redeem his house from that which he had made holy. gold, which he would brought, donated to the Beis HaMikdash. So clearly we were already discussing his house. So why does the Pasuk repeat Beis? So it must be there's a Ribui over here. There's an extra superfluous word of Beis over here. So what can we do with that drush of Beis? So it says the Gemara, Elaki Anan Kaminan Makdash Nechasov. We must be talking about a case where someone is a Makdash his property. And now we're learning out that Kodesh Hashem is teaching us Mekanshas Tam Makdash Zobeda Kabayis. We're learning Kodesh Hashem teaches us that something is holy for Hashem. It's specifically for Hashem totally, and not for Kohanim, not for anyone else. And that means that Tam Makdash is going to go to Beda Kabayis. Amar Bezira, Amar Ravuna Beshim. Rav Bezira said in the name of who said in the name of Rav. Bimapagina. What a case for Belezer and Beshul to argue on. Bimakdash Nechasov in the case for someone who is Makdash his possessions as a whole without specifying whether they're going to Kedushas Beach or Kedushas Bedekabayas, aval b'maktish edjo, but in the case for someone who is being maktish his flock, just animals that are going to be for the mizbeach and nothing else. He says only in front of him are animals, so kol amamoydashum le mizbeach. So even Rabbi Lezer is going to agree that it should be towards the mizbeach. That's clearly his kavana. He only had animals in front of him. It can't be that he didn't want to bring these animals as korbanos. Like, that must have been his kavana. So says the Gemara, Ravuna b'shem Rav Reba argued. He says, Mapaginan. And then what case Rabbi Lezer and Beshua argued? In Maktish Edro? No, specifically in the case of someone who is being Maktish, his flock of animals in front of him. And even in that case, Rabbi Lezer is going to say that you still be Maktish, that you still didn't have in mind that it should be brought to the Mizbeach, rather it should be brought to the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash. Aval Maktish Nechasov, in a case of someone who is Maktish, his possessions as a whole, Kolama Modishu Lebedekabais. In that case, the Chiddush over here is the other way. Even Rabbi Yeshua is going to agree that it's going to be for the Bedek Abayis, and you can be brought for the, even if you have animals that are fit for the Mizbeach, in that situation, if they had everything in front of you, even Rabbi Yeshua now is going to know that should be towards Bedek Abayis, and not for the Kedushas Mizbeach. So says the Gemara, a question Rabbi Ba, Al-Dasid Rabbi Zeira Nichas. According to Rabbi Zeira, I understand that Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yeshua are arguing the case of someone who's Makdish is his everything, all of his Nechasim that were in front of him, not just the animals, I understand that. The Kasha Al-Rabbi Ba. However, there's going to be a Kasha if we say like Rabbi Ba, that again explained that Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yeshua are arguing only the case of someone who was Makdish only his animals in front of him, but in the case where he had everything in front of him, then he was going to say that the Rabbi Yeshua would agree that you should bring that to Bedek Abayis. The animals fit for the Mizbeach, according to Rabbi Yeshua, l'chora, in a situation where, how could it be that Rabbi Lezer is going to tell us that we would assume that the guy who's makdish it was not to makdish for the Mizbeach, it's only the animals in front of him, and it's, you're going to be violating an Isra D'Oraisa. So in this situation, even in this situation, you're going to tell me that the person wanted to violate the Isra D'Oraisa? This is seemingly a difficult understanding. So the Gemara now says, So no, it must be that animal is for the Mizbeach. So why did this person didn't specify what he wanted to do with bring it to the Mizbeach? Because we must conclude over here by understanding that by being makdish his flock without making any specifications whatsoever, it must be that this person is saying that it must be for the Bedek Abayis. That it's so strong, the umdana. The umdana means like a legal assumption, the assumption of the person. It's, everyone has to tell you what it's for. Everyone who was makdish for the Mizbeach makes it very clear. The fact that this person didn't make it clear whatsoever is clearly telling us that he didn't want it to be for the korban, rather he wanted to be for the Bedek Abayis. Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan says a third shita right now. Lo shania, there is no difference between the two. Ha makdish, he rather, makdish nechasav, he a makdish edro, he a machlikis. That the same whether when someone has everything in front of you, whether you have only the animals in front of you, or whether or not you had both or none, that doesn't matter, there's still going to be the machlokas. So that is the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. Now the Gemara continues. Different cases of who the Bar Milra is, rather other Rabbi Avishim, Rabbi Acha, Rabbi Huna, Rabbi Abahu, said the following, Rabbi Yochanan, Koche Bedek Abai Shepodon Tmimin. If you have animals which the Beis HaMikdash, that someone is going to be chal and wants to redeem them while they're unblemished, yatzu l'chulin, they are going to be totally considered chulin. Chulin is something that is not hektish whatsoever, and there would not be, there's no issues with doing any sort of avoda with this animal. So then the Gemara is going to bring a raya for this, because you could have assumed that there would be some issues with certain halachas. It's going to be usher to use their wool and their milk. That's a halacha that the Gemara mentions in other places. But not there. Whatever, it comes up that you're not allowed to use it for wool and milk. So in that situation, in that situation, a person can do that. That's the chiddush of our of the Gemara over here. Now the Gemara says Masis Amarkin. So the Gemara brings a reproof from this from the Mishnah. V'ladim v'chaven mutar lachar pidyonim, that their offspring and their milk are going to be mutar even after you poted them. We see that this is going to be the din of someone who's makdish his animals when they only have kedushas damim. They're going to be, when you're poted them and they only have kedushas damim, that's going to get. There's a fundamental difference between kedushas damim and kedushas aguf. If an animal has kedushas aguf, that means that it itself is supposed to be brought as an ola, as opposed to if a makdish the animal for the bedek abayis, let's say. So again, even though you're violating Esser, so then the actual animal is kadosh, but on the same level as kedushas mizbeach. This was supposed to be brought on the mizbeach, and now is not being brought on the mizbeach. So it's not ro'oi that you should have certain hanas from it and act in a certain way with this animal. However, this animal is never supposed to be brought on the mizbeach. Since it was never brought on the mizbeach, there would be more leniencies, and that's the chiddush over here. Now, turning on to the next, and what says the Gemara? The Gemara rejects this raya. The Gemara says of Chizkiya v'Shem Chizkiya. This Mishnah could be not be a raya for you because you can explain the Mishnah as talking about the following situation where Shapadim Tminim Nuhumu, where the animal is redeemed from the base of Middash. They're going to be similar where you redeem them from the animal from the Bedek Abayis, where they were considered Tmimin, they were considered not having a blemish, they were mum free, and then they later became humu, they later became blemish, and as long as they're still in blemish, they're not going to be equivalent to them, and they're not going to become chulin. That's the Rav Chizkiya's argument, that even though it's true that the Bedek Abayis is considered to be kedushas damim, is considered to be only monetary as far as that you're not going to be as machmir on the animal after it loses its status, but in the situation over here, it's going to be different because when it comes to the animal that had a mum and a blemish, it had two qualities that make it chulin. It is considered not roi for the mizbeach, and also it can be poded. In a situation where you have something that where you don't have both of those, so then maybe in that situation you should assume that it shouldn't lose its full status when you redeem it. So the Gemara says, Rav Yosef b'shem Rav Chista masnis amrakein. So said that really maybe that you can actually make this chiluk. It's actually a good point to make this chiluk that Rav Chizkiya is now suggesting above. V'ladin l'chalvin aser l'achar pidyona, should be pidyona, that the offspring and their milk are going to be aser even after you redeem them. So the Mishnah continued to mention that this is not going to be the case in regards to things that were made for bedek abayis. That we say that in that situation, that Vladan v'chalban are going to be mutter after their poda, if they had a blemish on them. So if we see that's the case, the Mishnah, the fact that the Mishnah is making a contrast between these different types of bedek abayis and kedushas be'ach, l'chora they would have the same chiluk with regards to the situation where you had then redeemed them. That's what the Gemara is suggesting. Now the Gemara continues, Rav Chizkiya b'shem Rav Yosi. Rav Chizkiya said that Rav Yosi, kach bedek abayis shepadon tmimin yotza l'chulin, animals which were done for the Beis HaMikdash maintenance, and the one that was redeemed from them, if they are not considered, if they didn't have a womb, they're going to become totally chulin. Ein timer lo yotza l'chulin. And if you say that they don't go out fully and become totally chulin, totally not kadosh, and therefore you could do anything you want with them, then I would have had the following question: Hayach kachem mizbeach chalin al kachem bedek abayis. How could it be that the kachem mizbeach is going to take effect on a kedushas mizbeach? How could Rabbi Lezer tell us in the Mishnah that animals which were makdish for bedek abayis should be immediately allowed to be used for korban shlamin? Clearly, these animals have no mum on them, and when they are sold, how are you able to transfer that kedusha from one to the other? Since we're therefore, l'chora, we're trying to argue with that when you have an animal which is tamim, which is considered unblemished, and they're sold to the Beis HaMikdash, to be used towards a korban, they become totally chulin, and then they're going to come hektish when, the buyer of that item makes them kadosh. So now the Gemara answers, no, maybe you could explain about the mumin. When Rav Chizkiya said that when talking about an animal that's considered tamim, animals which was deemed from the Beis HaMikdash, they need to become blemished animals before they become chulin and going to be mutter to use, because kachar mizbeach chalalan, because the kedusha mizbeach takes effect on them midirabbanan. So now we're introducing that even though that the kedusha mizbeach is becoming totally removed as chulin on a deraisa level, Rav Chizkiya is telling them midirabbanan, there's still going to be reason to be machmir. So the Gemara says, le'idam mila. So the Gemara wants, in which way do I know this? Meaning, for which thing is this done? Legiza v'avoda, in regards to the fact that you're not allowed to shear it and you're not allowed to work it, that there's a dinder abanan, and when something had kedushas mizbeach, when something you're not supposed to be shearing it or working it too hard, that is just a din derabanan to keep the kedusha, to remember that this was always at one point kadosh. Now the Gemara is saying that really on a midaraisa, we see that really they are totally removed of its status. So we say when it comes to this din, once it's only a din derabanan, maybe when it comes to that shita, since it's only a din derabanan for the purpose of bringing it as a korban, they would waive the issur derabanan. So now the Gemara says, "Hifrish nekeva alolaso lepiskol ashamo." If someone designated a female to be for his ola, as Pesach and his asham, and all of these cases, you can only use males to be offered as a korban for korban ola, korban Pesach, or korban asham. So if you designate a female, what is going to be the situation? Osa tamura. That animal can have tamura. Tamura is where you are replacing or substituting one animal for another. That's an isher d'oraisa. It's like, oh, this animal looks really good for a steak dinner tonight. So let me replace this. I already said that this animal I'm going to use as a korban ola, but it looks really good. I want to shecht it and eat it for a steak dinner. I'll give another ola. I'll find another little even better. And if I'm not going to be submitted for another week anyway, so let me bring it in a week from now, a different korban. So that's an isher d'oraisa of tamura. Now the is to be chayav of the isher d'oraisa of tamura needs to be something which is kadosh and can be brought, and the chor is something you plan on bringing as a korban. So the shayla over here is, if the animal has to have kedusha, and it has to have kedusha that could be brought on the mizbeach, then that was the level that has to be bought, or can it, and honestly, if it's full kedusha, rather, if it is miktas kedusha of hektish, is that going to be enough to mechayev in tamura? So that's the shayla. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, lo lasa osa tamura, that if he designated it to be his ola, then it can be tamura. Aver la piskla shama in osa tamura. If he designated it to become his pesach kormanashim, he cannot be tamura. So in the situation of here, Rabbi Shimon is pointing out that a female to be for an ashim, it can be sold without meaning there's also another halacha that goes together with this, that you could sell it without it developing a mum. Normally there's a concept of yirushayt stavu v'yiplu dam for whatever you're going to be using it for, that it needs to get a mum first to lower its status, that you can't bring it in its current status. In this situation, Rabbi Shimon would agree that you don't need to because of the fact that it is pesach shomayin and osatumura, then it would be the same halacha that you don't need to be wait for it to get a mum. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda ben Shimon ben Shimon lalasa lepesach lashama ina osatumura, that whether it's for his ola or it's going to be pesach hashem, you cannot make tumura for it. According to him, he's understanding that a female that's in front of hashem can be sold even without having a mum. That's going to apply to all the halachas over here. And since it can apply to all three of these halachas, then all three of them are not going to be shy after the din of tamura. Now the Gemara mentions, "Amar Rabbi Yochanan, time of Rabbi Shimon, the reason of Rabbi Shimon is shekin matzino kei avov kshir lava oila, that you can have a female animal be brought as a animal. How do I know? A female bird, a female korban of a bird can be brought as an ola, and therefore, since a female is not completely excluded from being disqualified for an ola, then a female ola is a little bit of a miktas kedusha, even though it's a totally different min. It's not we're not talking about a bird over here. We're talking about an animal, a different animal. We're talking about, let's say, in a situation where you're designating a female animal to be used, so that would not be, that would still, according to Rabbi Shimon, since you have the same category, could still be shaykh to tamura. So the Gemara says, what Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda is reasoning is that that even if an animal of the same min is a type of same animal is going to be halachically different, so the culture can when it comes to a different min. So now the Gemara is going to flesh this out. What does this mean? So what does it mean that it's an animal, the same kind of fit animal, which is distinct from the difference? So the Gemara says that it means the following. If a person is required to bring an asham within its first year, this is talking about a person who's going to have an asham nazir or asham etzora. In both these cases, the Torah tells you you should bring a keves. A keves has to be within a first year. So they're going to say, Asham ben Shana, Vevi ben Shana, Simon brought a second year one with Asham within a second year, or ben Shana, Simon, Vevi ben Shana, or ben Shalosh. So then, Kasher, Elash Lola by the Machom Shim Chovada. The Korban is going to be Kasher, but if you need, the fact that you need to bring an Ola, you're not Yotze with having to bring an Ola in this situation. So this is the Gemara, Reb Shimon Omer, Kolach Pon Enon Kadoshim. These animals are not physically kaddish at all. Now, since these animals are unfit animals of the same kind and other fit of the different animals, they're going to be possible only because of their age. Rabbi Shimon tells us that they are going to be different from an animal which is ra'oi, which is fit to be brought to the mizbeach, and they're not going to be kedushas damim, kedushas for the mizbeach at all, and therefore you're not going to have tamura. So if this is not going to have tamura, then kol shekin in a situation where it's a different min, where it's a completely different animal, then obviously if it's the same exact animal and it's a different year, according to Rabbi Shimon, it doesn't shaykh to tumura. So if that we see the argument on Rabbi Shimon is obvious that then the kol shekin, then obviously if it's a different animal, the animal should not be shaykh to be chayv in tumura. So the Gemara now quotes a machlokas in the price. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. We have a halacha in the Bavli, the Gaonim of Mesora. Whenever it says Amru Davar Echad, we don't paskin like her. Shafal is like to quote that. Because it's like you're trying to collect. Who said this strange shita out there? Like, we clearly don't paskin. Like, who said this halacha? And so we're trying to find whoever said it. Before, we never paskin like a shita. That's halacha. So Chora, there's the same thing in Yerushalmi, that Amru Davar Echad should be the same rule. Kamad Rabishum, Murdikiva La'ula, Lokadisha Lakadish Damin. That Rabbi Shua says that a female animal, and your makdish is an ola, is only going to be kiddushas damim. Can Rabbi Shimon run a keva la ola lo kitsha ela hekdish damim? That it's only going to be monetary kiddusha, not going to be any, not going to be like a shtickle kiddushas haguf. Intimar kiddushas guf. So, because if you say that Rabbi Shua holds that they're going to be kiddushas haguf, then you should have a lacha that they have to be left to graze until they develop a mum. And in which case, you're going to then sell it for chulin and then use that money towards whatever korban you needed. So that wouldn't be the case in this situation. If he doesn't require that, then lachori doesn't hold that it's kiddushas haguf. Amar Rabbi. I don't agree with Rabbi Shimon with regards to that if you have a female that doesn't get for a Pesach. Why? Because we have a concept that if you have a Moser Pesach, you're allowed to bring that as a Korban Shlamim. So females allowed to be brought as an ordinary Shlamim, not as a Korban Pesach, but as a Korban Shlamim, so that should be okay. So the Gemara asked Rabbi Lema, but according to Rabbi, you should also say, that you shouldn't see the words of Rabbi Shimon through Asham, because Moser Asham Ba'ola, because if you have a surplus of an Asham, you can bring it as an Ola. And an Ola also can be brought as a female. So why would Rabbi only disagree with the case of a Pesach and not with an Asham? So the Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Avin, you make this Pesach b'Shlamim, because if someone was makdish a korban Pesach, then it automatically is going to become a Shlamim. Gufa karshim, that same korban itself, that same animal itself, can become a Shlamim. However, in makdish Asham ba'ula in gufa karvila, when it comes to an animal that someone was makdish as an Asham, it's going to come Ola. It's not going to be an animal. The animal itself is not offered as an Ola. Rather, you left it to graze until it develops a mum, and at which case you can then sell it and then bring another korban, and that Ola is going to be brought. But that was not the case originally. Talking about a different animal, since it was a second stage, that's where Rebbe disagrees in the first case with regards to the Pesach, and does not disagree with regards to an Asham. So now we have a Gishon Cholot of Tezus, the Ma Pligi. So what are they arguing about? Ha'in Amar Hekdesh Damim Hekdesh. So one outside of them said that when it comes to, if something is Makdish, something as according to Bishimon, he's going to agree with Rebbe that normally something is Makdish is something that's going to be Kiddushas Damim. Ha'in Amar Hekdesh Gufo Hekdesh. When someone is Makdish, something that has also a physical Kiddusha. That's what the Gemara is suggesting. Everything's going to be considered an ola. That means that with some stam, that's a person to be makar something as an ola. It's a chem tamim zachar. So it should be tamim zachar. It should be tamim zachar. It should be amblem. It should be a male. I would have thought that this rule, something is unspecified, should go as ola, is only applied to a male. Animal minayin afilu nekevus. And how do I know? Even a female animal, they're makdish without telling you what it is. It should be brought as an ola. Tamim lomar ba'kar l'rabos nekevus. The ba'kar teaches you from the cattle that's going to include females. So both males and females are called ba'kar, and therefore females are included in this stam das. So the Gemara Rabbi Yitzchak, where Elazar shal k'siv zachar. It says specifically Zachar, and you're telling me that the cattle is including females. But the Kavasek is doing Atamar that Bavakar Abbas Bale Mumin. Similarly, it says Amblemish. Tell me that the cattle includes Blemish, the animals, Mamanayan. What's the difference between them? So Rav answers this question. Shift to the dark of Manayan that you have the case of the weavers between them. Meaning, just as the division created by the stick of the weavers is evident to everyone, so too the difference between including females, including different animals of Amblemish is going to be clear to everybody. So therefore, it's not an issue. There's a reason to be mechalik. So the fact that we say Babakar is including females, so that would be included in the Stam Das of a person. But as we'll pick up with Rebbe Lazar, I'm not sure if I have time to record the Daf for Shabbos, but if not, we can do everyone try doing the Daf on Shabbos. So we'll pick up after Yom Tov Sheni.